early on the morning of New Year's Day, January 1st, 1950, police found a taxicab abandoned on the streetcar tracks at Guilford Avenue and Biddle Street. The driver, who turned out to be Joseph Vinci, had, in a celebrating mood, somehow driven his cab onto and along the Guilford Avenue streetcar tracks. That might not sound like such an unusual thing to do, except that in this case, the streetcar tracks were two stories up and off the ground. That stretch of track on which Joe Vinci's cab sat abandoned as dawn broke over Baltimore that New Year's Day was part of an eight-block-long trestle known as the Guilford Avenue L. L for elevated, two stories off the ground and supported by cross girders. The L's tracks that ran from Guilford and Chase Street to Guilford and Saratoga, taking in Eager, Reed, Madison, Monument, and Center Streets, and coming down to earth about where Walsh's Black Bottle restaurant used to be. Two stories up there were stops along the route at Madison, Monument, and Center. You boarded at any one of the stops by climbing a narrow, steep spiral staircase. In 1948, Newton Brown was a motorman on the number 8 that made that aerial run. He said, quote, "It was a 3-minute trip, no stops, less than a minute." The Guilford Avenue was built in 1893 and torn down in 1950, a victim of the automobile. People remember it as thrill-packed, scenic, and a thoroughly civilized way to get from Chase Street to downtown in less than a minute. But in the end, the L was forsaken by the Baltimore Transit Company, spurned by the city of Baltimore, condemned by the Public Service Commission. The only one to give the L its proper send-off was Joe Vinci, who in a celebratory mood that long ago New Year's Eve got his cab two stories up there on the L's tracks. He got as far as Chase Street and then gave up. The story got out that when the police asked him if he didn't think celebrating New Year's by driving a taxi cab up onto the L two stories high and leaving it up there wasn't a crazy thing to do, he said, quote, "No crazier than tearing down the Guilford Avenue L in the first place." Happy New Year.